We want to just let you know that as a part of the great comeback that we're working with and trying to get things back on a somewhat regular routine, we want to get involved because Reverend Dr. Jerry T. Bacon, who is sort of a mentor for Genesis Express, he and I were talking, and he said he felt like that since we missed the Martin Luther King march and program, since we're not going to have a Black History program, he said we need to get something out to let people know that we're concerned about them hearing about some of those who contributed to making this United States a better place for all of us. And in the process, we're trying to focus more on our local people. And, you know, we hear of all the others all the time, but we want to focus on our local people.
And I think what Cindy and I, we learned so much last year during the 207th birthday celebration of Trigg County.
I love
it. Every day it's like, wow. You know, the people from Trigg County in history who have made a difference are tremendous. And I'm sure as we talk Black History Month, that's so many have done something to make a difference here locally.
Absolutely. And of course, a lot of these names, and you know, as each year as we approach the month of February, we begin to reflect on the names of African-Americans who have made significant or valuable contributions to the development and progress of the United States of America. And it seems, though, that our experiences since 1619, and that's when this Dutch slaver brought about 20 Africans over to Virginia and sold them into indentured service. And this history has been highlighted with events that occurred but never brought about the true change that African American people had longed for. It's always been a continued quest for equal rights. And even today, we find the scales of justice are not balanced. And we find out when we look at the Declaration of Independence, we find that those unalienable rights declared in that final version of the Declaration of Independence, among those being life, and right even today in our prison, we're talking about not only do Black lives matter, all lives matter, but the emphasis is being put on the Black lives simply because we feel like that the scales are not balanced yet. There's still room for improvement. And as we look at this on a national scale, we find that we are battling hard on the local level to make this All Lives Matter situation comfortable for us. We find that the pursuit of liberty, we're looking at freedom, and this is the freedom from any kind of oppression. and we have to understand that freedom, if you don't exercise your freedom, and if you don't get involved, then it's being wasted. And of course, then the pursuit of happiness, and that is living together in harmony, and of course, without fear. And this is where we find that these rights, according to Declaration of Independence, was given to all humans by their creator. And we find that these have been suppressed at certain times. But then we find that we're looking at history where those people who wanted to be involved stepped up, stepped out, and worked hard at making a difference. We find that even Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. himself fought vigilantly for equal rights. He did it in a way where there was nonviolence, and he said that you need to have nonviolent action for change. The operative term there is action. We don't sit around and wait for things to happen. You get involved and make them happen. And we also think of the pioneers, other pioneers who paved the way to receive, they paved the way, received recognition, but the struggle remains. And those are the Harriet Tubmans and the other abolitionists who came through. We talk about them all the time. But we, the members of Genesis Express, along with Dr. Reverend Jerry T. Bacon, would like to share some local history of African-Americans of Trigg County who have contributed to the development of our beautiful hometown.
I think that's wonderful.
And this week, we just want to make a brief feature with Reverend Dr. Wendell H. McRidley. And a lot of people may not have heard of Dr. McRidley, but he was a very, very progressive person in his day in the late 1800s. two of our members, Bobby Baker and June Crenshaw, live on McRidley Street. Yes, here in Katy's. Right, and it's right off of Jefferson, right up from Depot Street. And so that's where McRidley Street came from. But Dr. McRidley was the editor and publisher of the Katy's Informer. And the Katy's Informer was a Baptist weekly newspaper here in Katy's. In 1887, Dr. McRidley founded and was the president of the Katy's Normal and Theological College. And when you look at that, you know, then we're talking about an African-American who founded and was the president of a college in Trigg County. We find that he based it on the two most important things that he could think of, and that being the normal representing the teacher college, and the theological being the preacher college. So he was he was very spiritual. And we find that he had some 269 students in that college at one particular time. It was still in operation in 1895 as an elementary school with at least 18 students. And I looked at some of the research there, and it told about the number of schools for African Americans in Trigg County, and there were quite a few. As a matter of fact, during our last Dunbar McUpton reunion, we had T-shirts made with a map showing all those schools in Trigg County. And we had those on sale at our Dunbar McUpton reunion. We find out that Dr. McRidley realized that education was essential for blacks to work toward being treated equal. They'd been suppressed so long and through different methods, then he decided he was going to get into action. So he began to develop that normal and theological college that was going to allow people to become educated and then be able to step out and make a difference. We find that he was interested in the development of the whole person. He wanted that person to be smart by getting an education, wanted them to be spiritual, but having a connection with God, and wanted them to realize that what they've been given, they were to use it to share with other people. And this is what Genesis Express wants to do. We've been blessed. We have something going on that we think is going to be very valuable to our community for a long time. And that's sharing what we learn, what we know, and what we feel needs to be done in this community. So again, we've featured Dr. McRidley today, but we've got other people in our community who've done great things we're going to feature also.
Can't wait to hear. I think it's exciting, Cindy, you know, to hear about people like yes. that who made a difference back in the 1800s, George, and what a person with foresight and to look forward and see what happened. You know, and that's one thing I think I've always appreciated about Genesis Express. You guys have, since you've been doing the Martin Luther King Jr. celebration, you know, I've been to that many years, and you always have a theme of unity and a theme of, we're Trigg County, we're going to come together, and we're going to do this right. And I love that about you guys. I think you're doing a great
absolutely.
Job.
We were discussing that, how that, you know, we love the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
We love Kentucky. We love Trigg County. We love Katy's, Kentucky. We love being a part of this. And maybe if we do the things right in Trigg County, then it'll spread to Caldwell, Livingston, Lyon, Christian, to our surrounding counties, right. You know. Then it spreads from there throughout the whole world. And then I know we won't find that utopia.
No.
But it's not, I don't think it's in vain that we strive for it. We're just going to work harder and make Trigg County the best that it can be.
I think it's wonderful. George, appreciate what you guys are doing this month, recognizing some folks in Black History Month. That's very good.